Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hello, and welcome back to the Sheena Show. So today I wanted to do a business model breakdown. And the reason I want to talk about this topic with y'all is honestly because this is what I am thinking about currently in my own business, Crooked Calligraphy. For those of you who are just joining me and don't know some of the history, we just got done selling our calligraphy courses. They teach people how to do beginner calligraphy, intermediate calligraphy, and build a calligraphy business. So for the past, since 2019, I would say, that has been the main business model of Crooked Calligraphy. The main source of income was selling these calligraphy courses. But it wasn't always that way. I started my business in January of 2016. So I'm going to give you kind of an overview in this episode of what I used to do when I first started my business and didn't know really what I was doing at all. I didn't know the basics that I'm going to teach you in this episode. If I knew it, I would do it a lot differently. And then I'm going to break down, okay, if you want to sell more things, products, services, courses, worksheets, whatever you have to offer, you either have to increase the number of people that you reach, right? The number of people in your sphere, right? And sell to those more people, or you gotta sell more to the people that you already reach. So those are the three parts to this episode. I'm going to walk you through each of them. And hopefully, if you're a newer business owner, heck, even if you've been in it for a couple of years, and you're like, ugh, how do I increase revenue? Hopefully, this will make it much more simple to think about. Okay? All right. So when I first started Crooked Calligraphy in 2016, like I said, no idea what I was doing. I had never taken a single business class, did not, you know, take any even online courses or any mentorship about how to build a business. I just kind of launched with a product and figured that I would go step by step, right? And figure it out as I went along. So I started with greeting cards. I sold individual greeting cards that had sweary calligraphy on them. Started just selling them printed on my home printer, packaged in envelopes and cellophane I bought off Amazon. Each one individually packaged and shipped off via Etsy. And eventually I got those greeting cards sort of printed en masse. And eventually I moved on to other things. So I think I did what a lot of beginning calligraphy businesses do. A lot of art-based or craft-based or really, frankly, any creative businesses. You know, a lot of what we do in the beginning, which is just kind of explore and sell everything and try everything, right? So I tried selling mugs with my calligraphy on it. Found out I didn't like dealing with physical products. I tried making calligraphy worksheets. I did logos for other small businesses. I did some design work. I designed tattoos and, you know, address stamps. I went and did live calligraphy for a few stores. So I was offering a lot of different services and products. And my thinking at the time, I would say 2016, 2017, the first 2 years of my business, I was thinking, okay, I have to grow the people that I am talking to. So I was using Instagram as my main vehicle to do that. you know, just trying to get followers, trying to get more followers. And I feel like that's what a lot of beginner art-based businesses are out there trying to do, just spending so much time on social media, churning out content every day, trying to get more followers. And that's what I did as well, right? So I thought I had to get more followers and just keep creating new products. So that's what I did. New calligraphy alphabet worksheets, new drill sheets, new greeting cards, new digital prints. I was just creating stuff all the time because that's kind of what I thought I had to do. Until I created my first calligraphy online course and then, you know, learned in this big, expensive program how to sell that course and how to get more people to see the course and come up with a sales mechanism to sell that course. And that kind of changed how I looked at all of this. And I started focusing on just selling the one thing. I got really, really good at just selling calligraphy courses. But because of the volume of courses that I wanted to sell to 1,000 people a year. So therefore, I needed to find thousands and thousands and thousands of people to even look at the course and consider it. And just a small percentage of those people would buy. So that's actually, for anyone who's fairly new to business, especially online business, that's what's called a sales funnel. When you have a way to funnel, so you can think of the top is larger, right? So you reach a large group of people, and then some of those people choose to, I don't know, join your email list, say, right? And it gets smaller. And then some of those people choose to buy. So that's a very simple funnel. But if you've ever heard sales funnel, that's what that's referring to. So I had a funnel for my calligraphy courses. And honestly, that's the business model that I ran with for 2020, 2021, and then the first half of 2022. And then I decided, oh, there's something about this business model that's just not jiving. I need to take a break. I took that break, and now I'm back. And I'm here kind of trying to look at my business with more of a bird's eye view and thinking to myself, okay, how can I run this calligraphy business and have it bring in enough revenue to support me and my family, which after all is what a business is for, and still keep it lighthearted and fun and not have it turn into just numbers, you know, like it used to be in my business. But still, what are some different ways that I can do this? So that's part one, right? Kind of breaking down how I used to do things as a very beginner baby business that I feel like a lot of you are out there probably doing. And then how my understanding of kind of a sales funnel and that evolved. So now let's get into the two other parts, which is that this is honestly how I'm looking at things right now. How can I run this calligraphy business and have it generate revenue? So when I zoom out, what I'm thinking is, I either have to increase the number of people that I am reaching with Crooked Calligraphy, the number of people who find me, the number of people who even hear what I have to say, who even see any of my Instagram posts or read any of my emails or see any of my offers, right? So I either have to increase that number and continue what I'm doing to sell to those people, or I need to sell more and different things to the people that I already reach. So let's take a closer look at those two things. So when I think, okay, how am I going to increase the number of people that I reach? And let me actually even put a little bit more refinement on that statement. It's not necessarily increasing the number of people I reach. It's getting in front of new people all the time. I might stay the same in Instagram follower size, for example, But there's new people coming in all the time, and there's people leaving who've decided that I'm not for them, which is totally cool. As long as I'm getting in front of new eyes, or people might be joining my email list all the time and then leaving, unsubscribing, as they figure out, this isn't quite what I wanted. Again, totally cool, but as long as I'm getting in front of more eyeballs, right? So here are the ways that I can think of to kind of get in front of new people. And I realize that this can all sound, it can all start to sound a little impersonal as you start to talk about these business metrics. And I kind of hate that. And that's just kind of how the language is. So I'm trying to use language that humanizes more just because that feels better to me. But I like to think of all these people as people out there in the wide world who have some interest in calligraphy. They're out there. People are out there looking all the time, right? Oh, I'm so interested in calligraphy. Who can I find that can teach it to me? How can I learn this, right? I want to get in front of those people. I want to help those people. That's how I think about it. So the ways I can do this are organic or paid. Organic means basically not paid. Okay, so let's start with paid is like I pay for advertisements. I pay for Facebook advertisements or Instagram advertisements, or I pay to be an ad on someone's podcast, or I pay to be an ad in someone's blog. Anything paid. That's one category. And I have done that before. I used to spend tens of thousands of dollars in Facebook ads. And that was just to get in front of people who were already kind of interested in calligraphy, okay? Who wanted to find me, and they wouldn't have found me if not for the ads, or it would have taken them way, way longer, okay? So that's paid. Anything not paid is referred to as organic. And organic just means, you know, you kind of grew it yourself, right? So here's how I think about organic. Social media, SEO, and then collaborations. And there's probably fancy business terms for this. I know there's like earned media and borrowed, whatever. I don't know those terms because, like I said, I never went to business school. So this is just how I think about it. And hopefully this is helpful to you. So organic, right? Social media, that's one that you all probably know. You post on Instagram, you post on TikTok, you post on Facebook maybe, and people who are searching for calligraphy happen to come across your post, or someone shares your post and their friend sees it, or they go on the explore page or a reel is suggested to them. That's organic social media traffic. That's definitely one way to get in front of new people. And I certainly use that. I use Instagram pretty heavily. Second, organic channel, SEO. SEO, this is where I put, SEO stands for search engine optimization. This is where I put Google, YouTube, Pinterest, basically search engines where people go in and they type, you know, calligraphy for beginners, let's say, and Google spits out a list of things. That is an organic way, because you're not, you know, I'm not paying for it. That is an organic way to get in front of people who are searching for calligraphy, right? Blog posts, anything that gets ranked, you know, and indexed by Google and spit out by Google search. YouTube, because it's owned by Google, YouTube videos also get put into Google search. Pinterest actually is a search engine, and Pinterest results, Pinterest boards get spit out by Google searches as well. So that's another organic avenue that I'm actually looking into to increase just the people out there who are already looking for calligraphy. I want them to stumble upon my stuff, Crooked Calligraphy stuff, with a little bit more frequency. So there's kind of strategies, all sorts of in-depth strategies that I could use for that, but that's something I'm going to look into. Okay, a third organic source that I can think of is collaborations. So this is getting in front of other people's audiences. So there are other calligraphers, other artists, other bullet journalers, watercolor painters, right? Who have built up their own audiences, people who are interested in what they do, who are probably might also be interested in calligraphy. So this is another avenue, which, if I'm going to be honest here, which I always am in this podcast, I am not the greatest at. I am not a natural collaborator. It's not in my personality to reach out to people and ask for help or ask them to participate in things. It literally doesn't come naturally to my brain. My husband is a natural collaborator. He reaches out to people constantly, texts people constantly, because it's fun to him, because he likes it, and it just comes so effortlessly to him, not to me. So that's also something I'm thinking about. How can I do a little bit better here? And just not in a sleazy way, but in a literally like, hey, let's help each other out, get in front of each other's audiences kind of way, both grow each other's audiences kind of way. So maybe I'll be doing a little bit more of that too. All right. Okay. So you're with me here, right? Following me. I know there's a lot of subcategories here, but organic channels, organic traffic sources, let's call it, social media, SEO, and collaborations. Here is where I see a lot of beginning business owners doing a lot of stuff in these categories and throwing a lot of spaghetti on the wall with this and not really knowing why. So if you're a beginner business owner out there and you're like, oh my God, I got to write this blog post and I got to send out this newsletter. And then, oh my God, I got to think about something to post on Instagram today. And then what about stories? I haven't showed up on stories in 2 days. And I ask you, like I ask all the business owners that I work with, what is the purpose behind those activities? A lot of business owners, and maybe you're thinking the same thing, are kind of like, I don't know, just general visibility, right? Without really understanding, okay, you want to get in front of more people. Why? And this takes me to the third piece that I wanted to talk about, the selling more to the people you already reach. And this I like to think of as the customer journey, right? Because selling more to the people you already reach, that sounds a little kind of cold and jargony. Not jargony, businessy. Ugh, we got to rethink these business terms. Anyway, customer journey sounds to me like it paints a picture of, okay, all these people, they're already in your sphere. They're already on your email list. They're already following you on social media. What do they need? What do they want from you? What would be of value to them that you can offer? And this is something that I'm really thinking about as well. So currently, we just got done with a launch of our calligraphy courses. So that's something that we have sold for a long time. But they're not cheap. My calligraphy courses are $500 each, or you can bundle them for $1,000. That's not little money. So there's that out there, but I have been thinking, okay, do I want to try out maybe lower cost kind of introductory calligraphy offers that maybe give people a taste of my teaching style and what they can learn from me? And then maybe I can offer something that's a little bit higher priced afterwards once people have tried it out and decided whether they like my teaching style or not. That's something, right? There's going the other way, which is coming up with a higher cost, higher level product. So here we're getting into, and I know I'm throwing a lot of terms at you if you're a beginning business owner, but it's okay. Just let it wash over you. And then once you hear more about them, you'll be like, aha, that sounds familiar, because Sheena was talking about them. This leads into something called the Ascension model, which is where you think about a customer journey and you think about someone who comes into your world and they maybe are ready for like the beginning part of your journey. So maybe they want to just, you know, learn the basics of pointed pen calligraphy, but then they learn that and they want more. Then maybe they want to take an intermediate course. Cool. And then some of those customers, like a small percentage of those customers, they want to go even farther with you. And this makes sense, right? Once you find a teacher that you trust and you like and you jive with them and you know that they put out good stuff, if you can learn more from them and that's what you want to learn, that's better. I've done that so many times in my life where I just keep giving the same teachers money because they've helped me out in the past. So, you know, they come in, they do a low price product, they maybe buy a little bit of a higher cost something. And then an ascension model would be, to complete the ascension model, an even higher cost something that people could kind of graduate into. And maybe that's a program or a course that costs $2,000 or $3,000. Some people have programs that are, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, but that's the basics of an ascension model is, what's your customer journey? What do they need? What would be of value? What could help them get where they want to go? All right. One other thing I want to add here that I kind of forgot to mention. I said that we had just finished a launch of our calligraphy courses. So launches are a great way to sell things because they have a sense of kind of excitement and urgency around them. Like, you know, buy now, we're going to start the class, you know, get in with a group of students, the doors are closing, you have a big burst of marketing and sales efforts, right? And then the doors close. The drawback with launches is that it's over, right? You can only bring in money for that short period of time. And it can get stressful if, say, your launch didn't do as well as you were hoping. And then you didn't bring in as much money as you were hoping, and you kind of don't have plans until the next launch. So this is where an evergreen course comes in. An evergreen product or course is something that's available all the time. People can join all the time. So I'm considering making this an option as well, where I have an evergreen version of my calligraphy courses so that, you know, I just finished a launch a month ago. If someone finds me now and they say, oh my God, Sheena, I really love your teaching style and your stories are so inspiring and your students get such amazing results, can I join your course now? I can say to them, yeah, actually you can. And here's how to do it. So that's evergreen. I'm also thinking about whether that might be a good thing for Crooked Calligraphy. So that's kind of the high level of how I'm thinking about my business. You can see here, what I want to say to, you know, earlier business owners is that if you're just focused on increasing the number of people, the number of new people that you're getting in front of, so increasing followers, increasing your email list, that's great, right? That's definitely something you want to do, but only if you have something that you can sell to them. Maybe not immediately, but eventually. You don't want to grow your followers and get in front of new people and spend all your energy doing that just for the sake of growing your followers. Instead, what you want to do is focus on getting really good at selling what you currently have to the people that you're already in front of. So, of course, 100% of the people who follow you are not going to buy from you. That never happens. I don't think I can give you a percentage because it varies on the size of your audience and what you're selling. There are some business models where people want to get in front of hundreds of thousands of people, but they're selling a $10 product. So they need the volume of sales in order to make the revenue that they need. There are some business models where they sell a $10,000 product, and then you need way fewer people to buy, and you need to get in front of way fewer people, right? But if you're a beginner, please just understand that for the most part, if you have, say, 300 followers on Instagram, cool, that's amazing. Think about how many people 300 people actually is. And if you're having a hard time selling to even those people, it probably is not going to solve your problem to just get in front of more new people. Because what are you going to do differently with those new people that you're not doing with your current people? So to me, it just feels better to concentrate on the people you have and get to know them and get really good at making offers to them, understanding what they want, understanding how to talk about it, understanding how to sell the thing that you already have to the people you're already in front of. And then from there, you can start to grow and get in front of new people and practice selling the thing you have and maybe selling some other thing, right? But hopefully this whole episode, kind of breaking it down, has helped you to kind of conceptualize, oh, okay, where am I focusing in my business? Am I focusing on increasing the number of new people I get in front of, and why? What am I going to put in front of them? What am I going to sell to them? Or am I focusing on the customer journey of the people that I'm already in front of? And depending on your answer to that question, you can have a much more concrete path and steps to follow in order to get you where you need to go. All right. So hopefully that was helpful. If you are following me, which you probably are if you're listening to this podcast, I really want to know from you, and I'm going to ask this to my email list this week too. What do you want to buy from me? And I'm going to ask it real direct. If you have not bought anything from me yet, what would you want to buy from me? What is something that if I came out with it tomorrow, you'd be like, oh, finally, I've been waiting for that. Could be worksheets. Could be membership. Could be a faux calligraphy class. Could be an advanced calligraphy styling class. It could be engraving. It could be digital. Anything you can come up with, just let me know. That would be so, so helpful. And the best way to let me know is to come over to Instagram. I'm at Crooked Calligraphy. Calligraphy is spelled with two L's. Crooked Calligraphy, all one word. Find me on Instagram. Just send me a DM. Say, hey, I was listening to your podcast. I would totally buy this from you. That would be so, so helpful as I do this business model analysis and decide where to go. And hopefully breaking it all down for you and walking you through my thought process has been helpful. Another thing you can DM me over at Instagram about is if you're interested in business coaching. I'm going to open up a few more slots. I will announce it soon. But just let me know if you're interested, and that will kind of like bump you up on the list. All right. I hope this was helpful. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.
Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.